On the break, we heard new music from DJ Combo and Papa Jam featuring Tony T and DJ Raphael with Boom Boom.
Not Boom Boom.
Boom Boom.
I love Boom Boom.
Ian Turner versus Tony T with Number One. You can learn more about both of them at khb-music.de. khb-music.de. Normally, I repeat the artist's name, but it's too long.
I like.
They had to get everybody who like it worked on it in the title.
Oh well, Boom Boom was on it.
Boom Boom with Tony T. Yeah.
What?
I like Boom Boom.
Just the expression. What?
What the hell is she talking about now?
We gotta start doing a video element again. To look at you.
Yeah, but then we won't have the facial expression.
I know, but they're just what?
Yeah, they're all stare, open eyed.
You're opening us up to another level of hate.
Yeah, really.
I got all the equipment.
I can only take how many levels we have. Wait,
because she just fucking babbles, Joe.
Do we still have the white trash video backdrop? The green tablecloth.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
The white trash.
Yeah, Pip went to the dollar store. Worked that well.
I literally did.
Green screen.
Yeah, it worked that well.
Yeah, worked out great.
No complaints.
We all had to sit together like kittens. The cat wasn't big.
Three talking heads yapping and yapping.
Yeah, but that's the way. I mean, you got to all face the camera. That's the way it works.
Yeah.
Trying to explain the basics.
You go to film school for that. Went to film school.
Well, you're acting like it was like some unrealistic expectation we were putting. To put you out like that.
You don't.
All right. Ann Jackson.
Yes.
July 13th, 2014. That's where we left off.
You want to hear the categories?
Yeah, I'm getting there.
All right. It didn't sound like you were.
It didn't. Thank you.
It sounded like you were going to skip it.
I'd like to skip a lot of things, but I don't.
Well, I'm trying to help.
You think you'd be better at it. What are the categories?
Thank you.
Fucking be good for a change.
I never heard her say that.
I responded to your email today. I didn't get an LOL back or haha.
What?
With the damn it all red.
Oh, the damn it all red. Did you say,
I saw that.
Because I'm riding, and it's like they were supposed to ship something, and they held it for pricing, and the pricing was correct. And the guy, and the funny thing is, the guy I sold the order to, he goes, what's the lead time? I go, probably a week and a half. He goes, can you try to get out of sooner? I go, I'll concoct something. So when I wrote that, I go, you're holding it for pricing. So I go, this is a $38,000 order. They're going to get fined $1,000 a day. You got to get this out. And I was just, none of it's true. But I got pissed off. They held it for pricing. The pricing was right.
Damn it. Damn it all red.
That's where damn it all red comes in.
I said, Mr. Joey's getting emphatic with the so-called clients.
Oh, that's so stupid, those people.
All right. What are these categories? You have sucked at this for a while.
I know. You know what? The categories kind
of
depend on who he's talking to. No, there really is. If she's talking to you in the emails.
Just win the game. We don't want to hear it, Odell.
No, we want to know.
Odell.
No.
Just fucking produce.
Oh, God. What?
No, Odell.
Oh, God.
No, Odell. Odell.
If she's yelling at you, she uses certain terms a lot. If she's talking
to you, we know how the game works.
Okay, fine.
You know, he has a friend that's a farmer. And they hang out together.
Really?
So, yeah, they walk by people go, the farmer and Odell.
So you're doing kids' party? Tell you what, the cheese is going to stand alone with more jokes like that. Show yourself out. You know what you did. It's like when the cat farts. You know what you did. Go.
Yeah,
that's what that joke was.
At least the cat has the common courtesy to run out of the room. I just stay.
I'm looking forward to more of your cat farts throughout the rest
with
of the show.
With the stench.
Ugh, yeah. That was terrible.
Speaking of terrible, Mr. Davin. That's the first category.
I go five.
Five, okay. Then we have fuck you.
Oh, hell, 10.
I'll throw in one. Fuck you.
Well, that's one. No. And
10 fuck you.
Number three, brown cotton.
Oh.
Just the name?
Just the
name. Oh, you're so fucking lame. All
no,
right.
Not. No, allow it. Shush. I'm going to go with 12 brown cottons.
All right, Joe, I'll shush.
12 brown cottons. Good Lord.
Don't take your ball and go home, stupid.
Why? You wouldn't leave after that awful joke. Somebody should have the decency to walk out.
Didn't you mean take your balls and go home? Oh, wait, he's already home. His balls are here staying.
Oh, great. I'm out of the barrel. Oh, okay.
That way your balls will be in front of the camera. Don't you worry, my friend. You ready for your close-up, Mr. the Stupid?
No.
Are you in the shave club?
What now? Wow. Hey now, that's private.
What we're talking about is private. So can we get any worse?
If we see him, it'd be worse.
Nice to see we're bringing vaudeville back.
We're not right, supposed
nice.
To be.
They didn't talk about your cock in vaudeville.
We're not supposed to be seeing any of this. We're just going to hear about it.
It's big and brain. It's big and veiny. La na 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 na.
Is it now?
Sorry.
Yeah, last week we were singing in the sperm, so I just let you have your
got
a little theme of what you've been singing about, my friend.
Forgot about the recap of last week's antics. Yeah.
I'm sitting loading up these things, and I see singing in the sperm. I'm like, oh, God, I forgot about that.
I didn't.
I know you didn't.
You wanted to be titillated.
I was not.
We weren't talking about them. All right, Joe's girl says, for Mr. Davins. Joe's girl says it's perfect.
What is?
You know.
You know. Little Joe.
Yes. Well, there you go. Doesn't sound perfect if it's Little Joe.
Joe's girl says, one, fuck you.
That's probably just to you.
That's why I said it at him.
No, Joe's girl's loving me right about now because I'm helping her get to see your tasty parts.
I'm sure she's seen the tasty parts.
No, but like in fucking picture form.
In picture form. And she says, zero brown cottons.
Yeah, she's not faithful to you.
Well, whoa. Lisa says, five Mr. Davins, three fuck yous, and no brown cottons. Oh, ye of little faith. Okay. I'm saying, three Mr. Davins. No, six Mr. Davins. Doubling down. I'm going to have four fuck yous and three brown cottons.
All right. Is that everybody?
Yeah.
Tom's not here tonight taking pictures of his dog.
You know, I think he didn't.
Oh,
say
what an
why,
adorable doggy!
I know he's probably
a puppy,
in pain.
A baby.
Leave the fucking inheritance to the dog.
Yeah, Bella. Yeah.
Bella's a good girl.
Yeah,
whose inheritance is that? Good boy. Good girl.
All right. So this is going to be a bunch of sending links. She's sending me links of email addresses and doing the research on them. Mr. Davin.
What?
Bingo. Was his name?
Bingo?
Bingo.
B-I-N-G-O.
Yes.
Why is she saying this?
Slow it down again. B-I-N-G-O.
Was his name?
Bingo. This is internet company that idiot Melvin Santos uses.
Yeah.
I love what he calls it that.
I know.
Idiot Melvin Santos.
So she sends me that. Mr. Davin.
Dose. Oh.
Green is American. See, he used American landline because there's a street address in Los Angeles.
Okay.
Mr. Davin!
Whoa.
Trace.
Three.
This is what Eric Bohr uses. This is how real authorities can trace the criminals by tracing the real internet companies to get to the criminals. Yes, by the stuff that we use online is what the real professionals use.
Right?
Sure, that's exactly how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
So she uses, so there's a bunch of ways you can do this, go online. And this is from Utah. And we got Virginia, where it goes traced back to. But right. There's a whole stream of the email. It's not like just one email, because the email goes throughout all these servers, and it picks up every server.
Yeah.
So you have to figure out which one you have to get the right one.
It gets routed all over the place.
Yes, exactly. Mr. Davin!
Four.
IC3 is like this, so brown cotton.
Brown cotton.
Brown cotton.
Eric Bohr, Melvin Santos are real. This is what I can show you.
I guess she's going to show us.
Mr. Davin.
Five.
CID replied to me, and then CID Investigation Department also contacted me. I said, I told you the dot mill was real, because they did contact her, and then the scammers intervened.
Yeah.
Because she probably CC'd everybody.
Yes.
Yeah.
Asshole.
Yes. Mr. Davin.
Oh, my God, six.
CID's investigation is real. You have base in Miami. It seems to me that you are not pro like those anti-scam hunters. You are really wrong. I go, you are, Ann Jackson.
I know you are, but what am I?
Full name.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't say that. This is never mind. Take that back.
Stupid.
Listen, you sound all bold and brave. I knew that wasn't him.
This is from Mr. George Meekum, the CID Investigation Department. Mm. You are Mrs. Ann Jackson. We have received several letters about your scam unrest reports, and we have indicated the search of the culprits who are now in our net. kindly send all payment details, which were paid to the scammers, to convict them with it. Also, send the names of all the people who have received fees from you. We'd like to talk to them. We also want you to forward your name and full bank details for more investigation and possible payment of your funds when recovered.
And what's your PIN?
Welcome, Mr. George Meekup, CID Investigation Department, USA.
Oh, I just got to throw something quick. And was at the day program today. I get an email. We got a junk email. And it says, wanted to pass this on to you. You got a ticket that needs immediate attention. And it's like, give this link to this law office thing. So I write back and I go, oh, this is a very serious matter. I agree. Can I send you all my credit card information so we can get this wrapped up? And I was waiting to hear back. Got a mailer demon.
Oh.
I'm like, shit.
Damn it. I go, Ann, we've been over this. George Meekum is not real. This is not from an official email address. Mr. Davin!
That is seven?
Nine. That was seven.
Seven.
Eric Bohr is a high-level hacker. He can intrude your PC, and this is why he can change the server that you cannot trace him. No. The only way to trace them is to locate the IT company to get the info from. This is how the authorities do this. The anti-scam hunters have no common sense when I told the truth, but the fucked me up. I can say Idiot Brown Cotton, Eric Bohr are real.
Oh, Brown Cotton.
Miller and Green are real, but you said they are from Africa. You insist on fucking mail address. These are the real mail address. They are Americans. I did tell you that I also CC it to the CID after he sent mail to me. I have no idea why you said everything is fake, because you don't fucking read. And comprehend. No. Reading comprehension is not a strength.
No, it's not.
You are not pro, but ask for the fucking fake. You are not a good investigator. You trace them, and you have no result at all. Why not send it to Pentagon to know the result? Parker D. Green and James H. Miller are still online. Do you know why? Anti-scam hunters are liars. I did send Miller's dick to you.
The whole thing?
In a bag.
Well,
maybe you could send that to Joe's.
I was just
I happen to have a dick pic lying around.
That was a foot race, okay.
No. It wasn't that big. But yeah. You could still send it. She'll appreciate
funny.
It.
Funny.
What color was it?
Joe color. It was nice.
Oh, okay. It was nice.
It was fine. I once had his photo of Dick with Marines uniform, but I lost the photo.
You edited that.
That one is new. He is from Marines. I did the test. They are all online all the time. They are criminals. Ha ha ha. Shame on them. Shame on Americans.
Wait a minute. So now they not only do they want to
scam
him. Who's
that, from Putin?
Why can't you say that on Facebook? I know you have appearances to put up.
No,
Joe put up a meme today. You know why Trump's president? Because I voted for him. Well, not really. He lost New York.
Yeah,
anyway, I don't want to brush your
I phone. Did vote him.
I understand, but he's not president because of your vote. He didn't win New York. Mm. He voted in New York. You had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, you had nothing to do with it. That's nice.
He didn't. He didn't win the state.
God, what was I going to say? Never mind.
Twice tonight we distracted her.
Oh, totally derailed. By the way, the chat reminded me of what I was going to talk about.
Okay. Fucking write it down. We'll do it next week.
Yeah, I know.
We're in Ann world right now.
Yeah, I know.
And we're racking up the Mr. Davins.
Yes, we are. Good Lord.
Dateline, July 14th, 2014. I respond to Ann. I go, yes, I am the problem.
Wait, isolate that.
I know.
I don't know what I am doing. Experts don't know what they are doing. The lawyer you visited was wrong. The people at your school were wrong. You are the only one that is right. You are the only one that has lost all their money to these people. It must be nice to be home alone and broke and feel secure, and you're feeling that you are the one who knows all.
Ow, though. Ow.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I being harsh?
Yeah, a little.
Sounds like
yeah.
You're reading my emails.
Well. She does need to wake the hell up.
Exactly.
But it's like, ow, you're the one who's home.
I've had
alone
of,
and sick
I've had
and
enough
broke.
For horse shit.
Yeah, apparently.
Except you did not know enough not to send money. I am done. Goodbye.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Okay.
She says. Saying goodbye is so hard.
You got the pen ready to write, Mr. Davin.
Yes, I'm poised.
So tell the people not to send the money because all of these are fucking liars. Anti-scam hunters are lying because they never encourage people to report the scam, but they said the authorities never reply. I got the reply from them, and they said they are fucking criminals because they asked for the fees to open the case files. You never know the real, and you never ask the experts. Never contact me either. All of
she
this,
broke up with you?
We're gonna see other retards. All of this is fucking idiot. You never... You never help people. I do not trust anyone fucking American.
Wait a second. All this is fucking idiots. That's
all this is fucking idiots.
All this is fucking idiots.
And most importantly, I do not trust anyone fucking Americans. So.
Oh, wait a minute. I am guilty.
You don't trust you.
I haven't done them all, but I have done my fair share.
You're a fucking theory.
Wait, you're a fucking theory?
You're a fucking theory.
Oh.
Parker Green is from Kansas, but you do not know the result. Eric Bohr is from Paris, but you said he is from Ghana. Brown Cotton is from IC3, but you said his ID is bad copy. What else? Tell me they are fucking criminals. You do something wrong. You never help people. Do not report my do not report my case because you never help. You are not a real one who can help people, but make the matter worse.
How did you make her life worse?
Oh, we know what I did.
You know what you did.
I respond, of course, I tell people not to send money to them because they are scammers.
Mm-hmm.
On the show, we explain how one can tell they are not who they claim to be. You just can't accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Anti-scam hunters do encourage people to report the crimes and direct them to the real pages. They explain that the chances of justice are very small. They also explain Reload scans, which everyone but you can see you were a victim of. You got replies from scammers. I contacted the Pentagon in regards to George Meekum, and I told you what they said. You just can't accept that he is another scammer.
Mm-hmm.
It is your theory that Green is from Kansas. Is it possible that they have a contact in the USA? Absolutely. But more and more, I think you were just using proxy servers or similar tools.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were. Excuse me, they were. Your Green gives an age of 49, but uses a picture of 20-something model. Your Miller claims to be in the Marines, but he's in an Army uniform.
Wow.
Not one can produce one shred of proof that they were ever in the military, and you have payments going to various people in Ghana and Malaysia. Yet, in your mind, it is everybody else that can't see the obvious.
Yeah.
I told you what to do and how you might get justice. You need to present your local authorities with what you have shown me. Instead, you would rather sit behind your computer and yell at scammers who spent your money and moved on to the next victim.
Mm-hmm.
You could have turned this into at least some sort of positive, but instead you stew in anger and a haze of absurdity.
Yeah, well, haze of absurdity is mostly what we hear on the show.
Write that down. That's what I'm going to call this bit, haze of absurdity. I wish I could have made you see what everybody else sees, but you can't. July 15th, 2014. She responds, fuck you.
Ah, number one.
To me.
Right out of the gate. Fuck you. To you.
Fuck you. Joe, is that you? Or did I get
that
confused?
That is the first time she ever told you, fuck you. Oh, it's great.
No, because you summed it all up, you know?
I know.
So like, you waited to hear Ben. After all of that, fuck you.
That's how you know when you lost the debate.
Yeah, well, that's when she's lost her mind totally, because she just cannot accept anything that you said.
Wouldn't that be great in a debate? Well, you voted on that. Fuck you.
Joe,
fuck you.
Other countries, that is how it goes. Yeah. They fight. I like that.
Joe, up here for hearing somebody besides us tell him that.
Yes.
Like, you guys have the balls for that.
Fuck you.
Yeah, now.
Fuck you.
We need you to work the chat. We tried it with Joe.
Not so good. Oh, that's okay, Joe.
Fuck you. Do not send any fucking mail. That was July 15th, 2014. July 20th, 2014.
She's back.
Of course she is. So she sends me an email to Victim C. The subject is, kindly send your case and FBI to Interpol by yourself. So she sends this to Victim C.
And why is she attaching it to you who she never wants to hear from again?
She forgot.
She likes to CC everybody involved in everything.
Yes. She forgot.
Yeah.
Kindly take an action to your local authorities first. In fact, I am very pissed off. These days, I must solve my financial problems, even I work hard to pay my debts. Truly speaking, they destroy my whole life, and this makes me suffer a lot, and no one can help me. Attach this fucking photo of Brown Cotton.
I'm sorry.
Attach this fucking photo of Brown Cotton claiming to be IC3 man, taking money from me, you, Victim P, and Victim A, and now he's running away without taking any responsibility.
By the way, was that Brown Cotton, she said? Oh, three.
Such a fucking lame category.
I'm sorry.
You're not.
I'm not.
Because it's stacking up.
Yes.
This man threatened me a lot, and he is a real mafia after taking my money and my company money. I did try to commit suicide many times. Something else she fails at.
Yeah, really?
That's a terrible thing.
Hello. Welcome to Davin's Den. Make yourself comfortable. You're going to hear some terrible things.
Oh, no. Oh, my stars.
Yeah, exactly. Show yourself out, stupid.
I'm sorry. I clutched the pearls at the wrong time.
Listen, we were talking about Joe's cock. Now we're talking about other terrible things. It's just the progression of the show.
Other terrible things.
Other terrible things.
I did try to commit suicide many times. His agent, so-called David Moore, Gloria Gandy-Williams, Lydia Igwe, and so on, took my money and Pauline's money.
Who the hell is Gloria Gandy?
Where she sent money to.
I know, but she never mentioned that person before.
She sent money there.
Yeah.
Please kindly send the info to your Interpol in Indonesia as soon as possible. I will call FBI head office again and again to ask for arrest due to his fucking cheating on people. Kindly expose every info you get from Sarah Francois.
Sarah Francois.
And I will expose everything, and I am trying to contact mass media to expose to expose them because of their fucking lies. Again, this should have been Trump's running mate. They are real, but they make the big mistakes to you and me, victim P and victim N A, because he always asked money, but I never see any fucking money back.
Because they're scammers.
Pauline also said paid lots of money too. She finally blocked them out. I did not know the reasons because they weren't fucking sending her shit. Scammers, stupid. I'm a big victim. Yes, you are. Trying to solve my debts, I am working hard for your money. I'm still looking for better jobs and continue working on it. As you know, they make you suffer more debts, and they are fucking scammers. This is the truth, and I am going to post them everywhere.
Okay.
These people want money only, but do not care about human life, and this is why they do this to you and me. In our life journey, you and me are not lucky, and this is why we got scammed. I am not a greedy person. I am not a bad person, but I got hit by the biggest scam from mafias. Now they got bigger. All I want to say, go to the local police to stop the violence from your friends and financial companies and announce you're broke and deal with your debts. I did what I can. I went to local government asking for help. I am not sure how long I can go on. She's having like a mea culpa here.
Yeah, she is. Are we keeping you up?
Long day.
God, that was like a seal barking. Thanks for that.
Yeah, off mic,
stupid. Audio.
Sorry.
Was it that bad?
Yes!
Sorry about that. I'm sorry.
Read this. You sound like a puppy, like, did I just wet the floor? Yes, you did.
I'm sorry.
Did you forget where you were?
Yes, I did. Not good.
See that big red, see that big black puppy thing? That's a fucking mic.
He thought it was a cock.
Should have took a picture of it.
She knows the colors. That won't fool her.
That's not the cat. See that little puppy thing?
How close are you getting the big black cocks on a regular basis?
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Long day.
You done? I do not want people to die for this, and this is why. This is what I sent to fucking Brown Cotton.
Brown Cotton!
Staying in UK before now, he is hiding. The anti-scam hunter said this photo of IC3 is a bad copy. No, I said it's fucking fake.
It's a bad copy.
The copy's fine, but it's fraudulent.
Yeah.
He is a scammer. I would like to show you his IP to you located in London, UK. And then she sent money. She shows where she sent the money to Brown Cotton, was the receiver.
Four, five.
So-called Brown Cotton.
Again?
Yes.
Okay, six.
You will have no way out because you are a fucking scammer. You cheated on my money saying you would return the money to me, but fucking lies. You cheated on the victim's money saying you can bring back their fucking money. You cheat on people, and this is why you are fucking hiding. It is a shame, because you are fake FBI, and I'll post you everywhere to let you suffer from the truth. You are the real one, scammer, who takes lots of money from me, going by the excuse to send money to your fucking agents, so-called David Moore in Ghana. You cooperate with the fucking criminals. See, she doesn't still get it. James H. Miller and Parker D. Green from so-called Kansas.
She wrote so-called.
So-called Kansas.
She's not willing to give Kansas all of it to do.
It doesn't even exist for real.
Not for her. Not
in her world.
Not in this fucking hallucination. Shame on you. Go to hell. And that's what she said, too.
Oh, okay.
She said that to Joe?
No, but she should. You are not an FBI man, but fucking hacker, as well as a criminal. Shame, shame, shame.
Shame on you.
Where are my funds? Under my names? Which name? Fucking lies. You cheat on four people. Money. Shame.
That's pretty much it in a nutshell.
Yeah. Money. Shame.
They're all periods there. This is the punctuation I'm given.
Yeah, I mean, what was she? She's like writing one of those old fashioned telegrams.
Stop!
Stop!
I go fuck yourself. Stop!
I cannot forgive these people. Eric Bohr, Brown Cotton.
Oh, there we go. That's the
roll
seven.
Call.
Melvin Santos, James H. Miller,
the gang,
and this fucking mafia, Parker D. Green, and his daughter, a fucking liar. I like credits. Jennifer Green. Now coming to the scam.
Jennifer Green.
You saw her in England getting hit by a car.
Yeah.
Parker, daughter of Parker Green. Please welcome fucking liar, Jennifer Green.
Did we have a great time tonight? Give it up for all your ex in the show tonight, everyone.
Give it up for all the
Parker Green.
Weren't they
Brown
fucking
Cotton.
You out of money? Yeah. Didn't you believe their horseshit?
Yes. Very believable. Great performances.
All the way from so-called Kansas, James H. Miller.
Give it up for all your scammers tonight.
There you go. That's the give it up for all your scammers.
Give
tonight.
It up for all your scammers tonight. give it up.
And they cheated on my money. Lots of money. And they destroy.
they cheated on
I see you with Grant.
And they destroy my whole life, and I have no way out at all. They are cheaters as well as criminals.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we can get through this.
Yeah.
Subject, a fucking scammer.
Written by Han Jackson.
Jennifer Green, do you think you can hide or run away after cheating on my money? You lie! Cheating on my money for the food, transportation, and claim to go to Scotland to clear the fucking funds. You cheated on my money and choked them all. Swallow, bitch.
Oh, my God.
All this will
the
pay
most graphic Davinston ever.
All this will pay back to you, and you will get punishment. Time will come to you, because you want to kill people. This is fucking scam. You're a real one. Like Jayanthi Marum. Like, she recognizes Jayanthi. That was how this all fucking started.
Right.
Is lying to me, saying your dad was in danger. It is a shame, because you work with James H. Miller, eating my money. Shame on you. You are the one from Africa. Ha ha ha. Because your language is fucking bad, according to the anti-scammer saying. It's like sometimes she, like, processes what I've said to her.
Yeah, this is, like, according to the anti-scammer saying, your language is bad. It's like, yes, yes, that's one of the tips we give on the show!
I wonder how long this will last.
No, she'll be back to the other personalities before this email is through.
She does have some requests, though, for Jennifer.
Oh, boy. Go fuck yourself.
Close. Go and fuck yourself.
Really?
Yes.
Go and
fuck yourself. Go and fuck yourself.
And fuck yourself unto you.
Go and fuck yourself.
Go and fuck yourself. Well,
go
now you just can't leave.
Yourself.
Now you got homework.
I know, really.
Didn't know. I got to go fuck myself first. I'll be right with you. No. That's the homework. I got to go and fuck myself. Yes. I went. That's why I'm here. But now I still haven't fucked myself. Just give me a few minutes. I'll fuck myself. And then we can eat.
And then we're done.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Also, go to hell. So after you fuck yourself, Joe, the day's not over. You've went. You fucked yourself. But now you got to get back and go to hell.
Now you got a destination.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a fucking trip with stopovers.
No, it's like walking into my house.
Go.
Want me to give the script to Joanne?
Go
she
to
don't
hell.
Need it.
You will, ellipsis, burn in hell forever, ellipsis.
Could be
but
in
not
my
full
house.
Ellipsis, not three dots, two. She didn't want to fucking commit.
By the way, Joanne wrote the script.
Yeah.
You have lots of problems. Oh, maybe she did.
She did.
That's true.
You need fees for your medicine, textbooks, food, and transportation, then your final problems. You always got the accidents, and you always lost the fucking money, and then you needed more. Because that's how scams work.
You always got the fucking accidents. Stop throwing yourself at cars.
The fees will never be completed because you were in hospital always. You needed money more and more. After sending money to you, you always have the excuse because you put your money in it. It is lies because you choked my money. You are a fucking scammer. Go to hell.
Choked my money.
Yeah. We've heard that before.
They put their money in it. Mm.
But
choked
wait,
on it.
There's more.
Oh, God.
Scammer Jennifer, your dad was in danger, so you want to come to Japan working hard. You want the funds, so you asked me to pay to go to Scotland. I never asked you to go there. No.
Well, she had to go to that bank.
Yeah, she did.
For no apparent reason.
You work with James H. Miller to cheat on my money. Your motive is to kill me because you want to choke the money. This is the typical scam scheme. You are a fucking bitch. Go to hell. Your dad should be 49 and going to be 50, but you use the young photos to cheat on me. Now, hold on.
Oh, wait.
This fucking bitch.
It's using your lines.
Fucking chews me out, says how inept I am, and then uses the shit.
She's a hack.
She is a hack.
She's been stealing your material.
She's saying my material sucked, and then she's going and killing with
it. Yes, yes, yes.
This is a bunch of horse shit right here.
How many times did you tell her to choke her money? How many times? She must have stolen it from somebody.
I think you said told her to choke on the dick pic.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so she got it wrong. Yes, but yeah. she liked the choke word. She likes it a lot.
Their photos are so young, and I can see how they are wicked to cheat on people. You asked me to send the feast to Ghana. You ate them all. Nom, 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 nom.
Nom, nom, nom.
Your fucking dad is always online, invisible. Of course, dad. He's waiting for the fees. He want to scam me again and again. Fuck off and fuck back to Kansas.
Fuck back to Kansas.
It's going to be a hell of a flight.
Back to Kansas.
There are so many great titles. Fuck back to Kansas.
Should we go F back to Kansas?
Oh, I don't know. I think Give It Up for Your Scammers is the best.
It sounds like an old Rodgers and Hammerstein play. We're going to fuck back to Kansas, where the plain and the cheese grow strong. We're going to fuck back to Kansas. Why is that so wrong? We'll lay in the plains and spread our legs and lift them high to the sky. When I fuck back to Kansas, dear, you'll come in my eye.
I love that song.
What's the choreography here?
Oh, hat and cane in the field. You know, on top of the cane, and you go back. I wish we had a visual.
Can you imagine Dorothy comes back from Oz and hears your fucking song? Go, you know what? I want to go back to fucking Oz. Yeah. I don't think I'm in Kansas anymore, or so-called Kansas. Yeah. But, you know, you really come. I really see a soundtrack you're putting together.
Yeah. Working on
it. Joe's greatest hits.
Oh, my God.
If I had a gun, I would kill you all jerks.
What?
All this will pay back to you because you try to kill me and destroy my whole life in the very beginning. These are typical fucking scammer words. Quote, try all you can to get money. As long as you pay for the fees, the funds will hit your account.
Mm-hmm.
You all claim to help me and then cheat on me. The funds will be transferred in 48 hours after paying for the stamp fees. I never see any fucking money or any info from the bank. Fuck you, jerks.
Oh, there we go. Number two.
I never get any fucking money back. You are all criminals. Parker Green is supposed to be dead, but he is online 24 hours working on scam.
But she's got it.
Yeah, so she notices that the dead man can't compute.
Don't let a little thing like death slow you down.
Yeah, really.
James H. Miller, too. They are on duty online 24 hours. Ha, ha, ha. Scammer. She had an extra ah.
Hey. She finally gets it that you can't be in the military and be online 24/7. Yeah. Oh, great. Welcome to the party, sweetheart.
Scammers are online 24 hours because they work on shift and target the victim's money. See the evidence? Ha ha ha. This so-called Morris Mariba is a big scammer because he's a man full of lies. Working at Yorkshire Bank, assisting money to the victim, Pauline and P, and never gets money back. Shame. I won't let these fucking scammers go away because they deserve to be posted everywhere.
You get him, honey.
There it is.
Wow.
What do you think?
Well, she's to her senses now. Let's see how long that lasts.
I'm sure it's over.
Yeah, it's really amazing how she's screaming at you. You don't know anything. This is what's real. And then all of a sudden she turns around and uses almost everything that you told her to yell at him about.
It's like my Facebook page. Come to life.
It is. They throw your evidence back at you and it's like, wait a minute. I just said that.
Yeah.
God, it's crazy. I mean, on one hand, you have to feel sorry for her because she has been so duped and she's really in a terrible, terrible place. But she's so dumb and and crazy.
Or sick. Well, yeah.
Sick. I think she's really sick.
Yeah, I think it's hard to be this dumb.
Listen, you hear all this stuff. She's not a stupid person.
Oh, I never played the Scambusters music.
But she's not a stupid person.
We were too busy yelling about the intro.
But she's not a stupid person because when she has to comment on current events and policy, she's spot on.
Yes.
She's a very well-read, intelligent person.
Yes.
But due to this,
she fucking sends links. She's not Walter Cronkite. She's fucking sending links. She's cutting and pasting.
Yeah, but I mean, she is reading up on things. I mean, she is in tune with what's going on in the
world.
Yeah,
she can read, but as we've established, the comprehension, not so much.
No, she's not. And it's not... And it's really not all about the language problem.
No.
It's because she really just does not want to hear it.
Yeah. Because this whole thing, because she's going to realize that she's been duped and it's all going
to
be over.
And when you put it right up in her face, that, you know, she has to listen to you. Oh, you get the big fuck you.
So what are the tallies?
All right. Well, we had a lot of Mr. Devins. We had 7 Mr. Devins.
We started out on fire with Mr. Devin.
I know. It was just like every other word. Mr. Devin.
Bingo.
Yeah. So I came the closest because I had 6. Okay. And then we had 2 fuck yous. And so Lisa and Joe's girl came the closest because Lisa has 3 and Joe's girl had 1. And
well, Joe's girl would win because, you know, Price is Right rules.
Do we use Price is Right rules?
Yeah, well, on a big contest like this.
Oh, okay. All right. So we'll say Joe's girl.
When men have died.
And but then Brown Cotton. Wow. There were 7 of them tonight. And the closest one to that was Joe, who got 12. So really, it's all over the place.
Well, no, at least you redeemed yourself.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I didn't know it was coming. But
you never do until it's in your eye.
I know. Ow, God damn it!
And then it's too late. It's just a snicker and an apology.
Yeah, but when you have contacts, it's a whole other issue.
Just a snicker and an
apology. You're not really sorry.
Just a snicker and an apology. Sorry.
We learned a lot about you.
Yeah, that's it.
Funny. Sorry, not sorry.
Exactly. If there's ever a sorry, not sorry, it's when you come in somebody's face. That is the ultimate sorry, not sorry. So you say sorry, and then you turn around and go, oh, sorry.
At least I got a necklace out of it. Sorry.
Not sorry.
I had to go that one. Not sorry. Really not sorry.
All right. Do you want to feel safe? Do you want to know that? What?
What a segue.
What do you want me to do?
No. Read away.
You think you're going to be able to get through your fucking read this week?
Yes, I think so.
Good. That'd be a nice change of pace. Do you want to feel safe? Do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if they ever attack? Of course! We all want that. Zombie Martial Arts is now accepting men and women for personal instruction in hand-to-hand combat and attacks by an assailant with a gun, knife, or any other weapon. Never be a criminal's easy target again. Contact Sensei Russ Fredico today and learn how to begin protecting yourself and your loved ones immediately. Email him at russfredico@yahoo.com. RussFredico@yahoo.com. We're training from Zombie Martial Arts. You can walk with confidence and not walk dead.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef-owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular Comedy Nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side-Splitting Productions owner Davins of Davins Den. February 10th, be a great show with Brad Lowry. Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja. Giancarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Giancarelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.giancarellispizzanj.com. That's www.giancarellispizzanj.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Jen Corelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff, old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Jen Corelli's.
Size Building Productions, all your entertainment needs. SizeBuildingProductions.com. Give us a call, 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. Anything?
No.
And no.
Nothing.
No. All right. Well, thank you guys for hanging out. We're going to put a bow on this thing. We'll do this again next week.
And maybe he'll do it, put a bow on his thing, and we'll find out
about
it next week.
We are going to need an update on that. I don't need visual proof. I don't need visual confirmation, but.
I might.
I expect Joe's
for the show.
I expect Joe's to report.
He looks like, what?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. He says.
We're going to need Joe's girl to report back.
Yes,
yay,
we are.
Yay or nay.
Yeah, we're going to need a report.
Yeah, we don't need to know. We don't need the details. Believe me.
Please, we don't need the details.
But we need to know if this has happened. I think Joe should be a trooper for his gal. Mm. She took your name in chat.
That's true. That's commitment.
Yeah, that is commitment. There's no Davin's girl or Pip's bitch. Hell, Mr. Helix goes by a non in there.
He doesn't want anybody to know. He's crazy.
I don't blame the man. Anyway, all right. So
I don't actually blame him either. I know what I'm about.
Yeah, we know what you're about too. None of it's good. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.